Hello.
Hello, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno?
Yes.
Okay. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The elections for county office will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in this primary, March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of you voting for local office like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote, or the chances?
No, I'm going to vote.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
76.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Yes? Okay.
No. Sorry, no.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black?
Caucasian.
Oh, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Right direction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that some people have about living with living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns are the most is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Jobs and wages, water policy, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights in education, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, or homelessness?
I guess I go with homelessness.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of names from some public figures. And I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, let me know. Steve Brando.
Never heard.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Nope, never heard.
Joe Biden?
Oh, no, yeah, Joe Biden, yeah, president, yeah.
Yes, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Favorable. Oh, very favorable.
Okay, what about Paul? Dictos.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Okay, what about Gary Bradfield?
Nope.
What about Donald Trump?
Yes.
What's your opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, governor. Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA Assistant Recorder, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bradfield, Businessman, Council Member, Bryce Herrera, or Diane Bordes. For whom would you vote?
I don't have a clue.
Okay.
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as Fresno City Council Member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No opinion, I don't know.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as a county supervisor? Excellent, good,
same
just fair, or poor? Okay.
No opinion.
Thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some of the descriptions. A candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would like, if you would be more or less likely to vote for these kind of candidates. A candidate who's 80 years old, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for them.
I don't concentrate on the age. Of course, if they were 150, I may think twice, but no, I'm not going to be concerned about that.
Okay, so would that make you more, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Oh, no, I'm just saying it doesn't factor in. So I couldn't
okay.
give you a favorable, you know, I don't look at their age and go, oh, I'm definitely going to go, they have experience, but I'm not focusing on
what
that.
What about a candidate who has led the efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library? Much more likely. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would that make you
right
more likely?
Are we talking, is this for kids or is this for adults?
It only says from the county library.
Okay, because I mean, if it's for adults, I wouldn't care. If it's for kids, I want to know what they consider, you know, that kind of stuff. So once again, I don't. Without more information, I have no feelings either way.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly, with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
No, I'm not liking that.
Likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
less
or
likely.
Much less likely.
Less, somewhat less likely, yeah.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options for North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Much more likely.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Very much more likely.
A candidate who serves in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
No opinion.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Once again, no opinion.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
You promised to double it?
Candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee.
Well, a little less likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, next I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for that candidate. Gary Bradfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican.
Very less likely to vote
to
for him.
All right, okay, and freedom. To protect taxpayers to stand up for law enforcement on our military. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Same one, the one that didn't want masks? No, I don't want that one.
Okay. Steve Brandu currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tapes, and lower taxes. Brandu has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandu is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for him?
No chance I'm going to vote for him.
Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as a Fresno County assessor. Recorded. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. objectives will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public.
Is he a Democrat?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say.
Okay, because
just based on what you heard, do you have a good chance,
chance?
Thank you.
Good
After
chance,
hearing this information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, Steve Randu, Gary Bradfell, Brian Herrera, or Diane Bordes, for whom would you vote?
The one I was just saying I was favorable to.
The one that what?
The one that I just said that I was likely to vote for, kind of thing.
Okay.
Sure.
Finally, these questions are for statistical purposes. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
Oh, Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you call yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Being that I've never had any of those explained, I just usually stick with Democrat, but I mean, we'll go liberal just for...
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A little bit of college.
Thank you. And do you own your home, rent your home, or are you living
own.
With friends? Thank you. That concludes with our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.